What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Midday show live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camrell RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories. Eagles on the practice field right now. After practice, we'll be joined by Eagles guard Landon Dickerson. Excited to talk to him. First preseason game coming up on Thursday night at home against the Bengals. All right, back to your phone calls on Kyle Schwarber and the Phillies offense in just a few minutes here. Is Schwarber, has he reached the level for you of peak Ryan Howard when you watch him at the plate? He has for me. He was not quite there yet, but boy, the guy's had 40 home runs on August 5th.
He's special, though. No question.
Unbelievable. I mean, I really actually, the Howard thing aside, I think it is almost sneaking up on people, or it flew under the radar. Schwarber is one of the best home run hitters ever, like in terms of at-bats per home run. Now, he's got to keep going, right, to reach those levels, 500, 600,
yeah,
that the greats did. But just in terms of rate of when he hits his home runs, it's as high as anyone in the history of baseball. All right, we'll get back to phone calls on that. But, Hugh, we got a trade last night. I'm at the Phillies game, and I got a little notification on my phone. The Eagles have made a trade. I'm like, all right, what's going on here? The Eagles last night traded Thomas Booker, one of their defensive tackles, to the Raiders for a corner, Jacorian Bennett, who is a young player. He came out the same year as Keely Ringo.
Yeah.
I think he was taking the pick before, right around Keely Ringo. So they land Jacorian Bennett. Let's hear Nick Sirianni this morning discussing the trade and how the whole thing came about with the Eagles landing a corner from the Raiders last night.
What led to the trade for Bennett?
I think Howie does such a good job of continually trying to improve our football team. No one does it better than he does. And, you know, we thought that was an opportunity to add some depth at corner. We feel good about our depth. Obviously, we'll miss Book and wish him the best, and we feel good about our depth at defensive tackle, but just a way to add some depth there at corner.
Hugh, what did you make of the trade? I mean, first of all, he's talking about depth and all that, but it felt telling that they made this trade now, and you said he's here already, this guy.
Yeah, he's here. He's here. He met him this morning. He had practice. There's a lot. Allow me one more second to long talk just a little bit. Because Booker yesterday, you know, we sitting here in the tent. Mm-hmm. Well,
RV.
This wonderful RV, and we do the show.
Brought to you by Forest River RV.
Forest River RV, that's shameless right. plug. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, Booker was out there talking to the crowd, talking about, you know, being here in Philadelphia and all this other stuff.
Yep.
Then he gets traded to the Las Vegas Raiders. Talk about going from classy to ashy, like real fast. Mm. You know, that was one thing. And on the other side, you talk about the young corner that they brought in. I think it's kind of telling that they brought him in before the first preseason game. To me, allow me to recklessly speculate like I like to do. They like the fact that Cooper DeJean can play safety. I think that's probably going to be, when it's all said and done, your starting safety.
So not even the nickelback anymore?
You mean that's what I'm thinking.
Woo!
Because we're talking about – but this is still a fluid situation.
I know, but that's a big change.
They're not happy with the corners. So much so that they didn't even want to wait for the first preseason game. Because the young man that they brought in, he's been a starter since he's been in the league.
Adoree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
oh,
been
no,
a starter.
You mean the young guy yesterday.
Yeah, the one they got yesterday. Yeah. He's been a starter since he's been in the league, Joe. And he didn't say it to me, but he wants to start. Mm. Like that, he's here to start. He's here to get a starting job. So that's where we're at with that.
All right, so we're going to see where this goes, you know, from here on out, the rest of the camp. They're obviously adding to the competition at that other corner or maybe slot, you know, if they want to move.
Yeah, maybe that. But,
Cooper
around. He going to start. He's coming here to start.
Well, okay, so maybe. And maybe he's better than Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo. What we're going to find out as the next few weeks go on. According to the ESPN story I was reading about the trade, he had dropped to the second and third team in OTAs and minicamp on the Raiders. So, like, there's a little concern in my mind if we are trading for a second or third team Raider corner to start. Now, if it's just a depth piece, and look, we have a lot of – the Eagles have a ton of depth on the defensive line, right, mm-hmm. especially in interior. They have Ty Robinson, who they drafted. Mm-hmm. Gabe Hall seems to be making a case to be on this team. More obviously, we have more Ojomo in here. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. Like,
yeah,
they got a lot. Booker probably wasn't going to play for this team.
Yeah. Okay?
He's probably fifth or sixth in the depth chart. So – whatever. If they want to swap
but
him.
He probably would have made the team. Like we were talking to Elliot. But they're so deep,
yeah,
they
right.
can afford to, you know what I mean, give him a chance to go somewhere else and
he
play.
He probably wouldn't have played much, right? He could have been on the team but not play much. Okay, so I'm fine with the trade. But we're trading for a guy that had a labrum issue last year. Again, I'm not saying he can't play. And you're right, he did start some and showed some good stuff in the NFL. But this offseason, he had dropped to second team on the Raiders. Does that concern you? About, like, if your theory is right, that they're concerned about their corners, and they're getting a second-team Raider corner. I don't know, man. That makes me a little concerned.
Well, from the small sample of me communicate with him like I did, he talked about the organization and how, you know, the coaching staff is much, much better than it was, and how, you know, he kind of, you know, fell out of favor. Fell out of grace, if you will.
In Las Vegas?
Well, a little bit.
That backs up the story I was reading. He's played with primarily the second and third teams, and he's been with the backups this offseason.
And that could potentially be the style of play that they want from their corners, Joe. The new regime.
You're saying maybe he didn't fit in?
Yeah, doesn't jive with what they want their corners to do.
He's with Pete Carroll now. It's more of a zone defense.
Yeah,
type of thing.
Yeah. So he's probably more of more of a hands-on type guy. So that's where I think that comes in at. And it says a lot to me that they didn't wait. They did not wait till the first preseason game to go get a corner. Like, they traded Buddy. Like, Buddy got traded when you were at the game. He caught the red eye.
I know. The fact, when you said to me you talked to him this morning, I'm like, wait, on Joe, the phone? He's
Joe,
here?
Joe.
He's in Vegas last night.
He caught the red eye. Yeah. Hey, bro, you need to get your ass out here real quick.
Well, that means that they
want
him.
That means a lot.
Yeah, and you know, when Dotson arrived last year, that was right at the end of the preseason,
yeah.
And I always thought it felt like he was swimming upstream trying to get his feet under him here in this offense. This gives Jacorian Bennett a chance here to play and maybe, you know, play in these preseason games. We'll see who's going to be out there tomorrow. But listen to this. Ross Tucker was on with the morning show today. And it sounds like as we're trying to figure out who's going to start on this defense, especially in the secondary, they might have themselves a legitimate test tomorrow night. Here's Ross Tucker, of course, going to call the game on TV tomorrow night, and what he's heard about what we might see here tomorrow night, Thursday night, Bengals-Eagles.
Supposedly, by the way, Joe, the Bengals are going to play their starters some.
Ooh.
Because they've been getting off to slow starts.
Ooh.
There's a lot of talk of the Bengals playing Joe Burrow and their starters more this preseason. So we'll see if that's game one or not, but man, you know, with all the cornerback competition, Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo, I would expect both those guys to play a decent amount. That would be amazing if they could go against Burrow, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins for a couple series.
Man. That's kind of what I anticipated, but I thought that this was one of those situations, Joe, that they would have waited to see how it played out and then go get a corner.
Yeah.
They didn't wait. They went and got one, like, yesterday.
All right, well, then here's a question as we talk about this trade and the Eagles acquiring a corner yesterday. Are you confident in the Eagles' secondary, Hugh? Because when I think about it, I'm very, very confident in a couple players. Like, I think there's all-pro upside this season to both Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. I think we could have two, not just good players, stars, and they already were. I mean, I saw
trending in that direction.
The top 100 countdown is going on right now. NFL, you know, the players vote.
Yeah,
I think Cooper was rated the 60th best player in the NFL already, and Quinion 49. So these guys, you can already make the case they already are stars. But I think there's a chance the two of them are all pros this season, or close to that level.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But there's also a couple spots that I have no idea what we're getting. It's a weird secondary where they have two potential true stars, and then the other guys are like, I mean, Reed's solid. Reed's fine. But Hugh, the other spots, I don't know what we're getting out of those other spots. I have a lot of questions about the secondary right now. If this kid that's coming in on a red eye from Las Vegas could start, that is not a ringing endorsement of either Keeley or Adoree Jackson.
It's not. And it's one of those things where you look at somebody who can, he feels like he might be a plug and play guy, you know, or somebody who they feel has enough playing time on his belt that they would be comfortable with him getting up to speed as the season goes along. You know, because the strength, when I'm thinking of this defense right now, off the top, the strength would probably be the defensive line. I know that some people probably would, you know, argue that that probably isn't the case. But I feel like with the cornerstone tackle in Jalen Carter that you have there, that you're going to disrupt a lot of things. You're going to put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to be the case. So you got a chance for these corners to be a little bit more opportunistic when they play against quarterbacks of the caliber of Joe Burrow and guys like that.
Yeah, I just feel like they have holes in the secondary. Potential.
I got it. Yeah, because like, it's the unknown.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like teams are going to attack. If I'm playing quarterback, if we're drawing up how to attack the Eagles, you're going to avoid Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah.
Right, and you're going to avoid where Cooper is on the field, and you're going to try to get the ball to whoever that other guy is, whether it's Ringo, whether it's Adoree, whether it's this kid they just got from the Raiders here. 215-592-9494. Are you confident in the Eagles' secondary? I'm not right now. The fact that, you know, we're making a trade for a guy that could push to play today, like right now, that could jump in.
He's probably going to be out there.
Kyle, where are you feeling the secondary? Is Howie tries to improve it yesterday, but it's almost like, what are they telling us by going out and make a move like this?
Now, let's be honest. If you're fully confident in the Eagles' secondary right now, that's full-blown Super Bowl syndrome. Still lingering.
It totally is.
From February. I mean, I don't know how anyone can be fully confident in the secondary, given what they lost and what they have replacing them. And the way Vic Fangio's talked about the corner situation, he's basically said neither Ringo nor Adoree Jackson have stood out. And I highly doubt that that means they're both like so great that he can't pick between who's going to be better. And if you move Cooper DeJean to safety, which one, I'm not even sure if that's going to be a great move for Cooper DeJean. But two, that weakens the nickel corner position too. Mm-hmm. And I think we underrate a little bit just how important that nickel's been, especially for the Eagles over the past like 10 years or so. Like,
well, and teams move their best receiver inside sometimes.
Sure. And I mean, think about it this way. 2017, Patrick Robinson was excellent, and they won the Super Bowl. 2022, they went to the Super Bowl. Avante Maddox had a great season. And then last season, as soon as Cooper DeJean gets plugged into the defense at nickel, things start really taking off. Like, the nickel cornerback is, I think, sort of being lost in this whole thing if we move Cooper DeJean to safety. And then, I mean, besides Quinion Mitchell, I'm really not fully 100% confident in anybody else in the secondary. I mean, Reed Blankenship, he's a fine player, but he's not, like, you know, great, like, top of the league coverage safety.
Yeah, he's solid. He's just solid.
I think he's solid, and he was made to look better by the other pieces that were around him last season. I don't know if Cooper DeJean at the other side is going to be able to uplift him in a similar way that they were able to last season. So, I mean, it's Quinion Mitchell, and then if they move Cooper, I don't know who else. And I don't think this move really speaks to how confident they are in those other top two guys.
Are you confident in the secondary, Hugh?
I think that they have the potential to be versatile. Now, what that looks like, I don't know. I'm not out here every day, but I look at.
We kind of are out here.
Well,
we've been here.
Well, when I say,
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. Like watching the practices and
play by
and
play,
understanding
yeah.
the concepts and everything. I'm just going by what Elliot tweets out and what I'm hearing, and I feel like when you have a guy like Cooper DeJean that's out there, and if you can get two comparable corners, you have the versatility to move guys around and have them play multiple positions. That's kind of how I see. Cooper is more like the jack of all trades, if you will.
Yeah, no, I Cooper and Quinion, I think, will be great no matter what they do. Obviously, Cooper's Quinion's going to follow the best receiver. That's what we've heard in camp. He's going to now do that. Cooper, they'll move around, and I think he'll be positive no matter where he is. And but there's two spots.
But I feel like this, Joe.
That are just
like,
open.
I think that if I'm thinking about this the right way, there's potential for Cooper to play multiple positions in this defense.
Sure.
Predicated on whatever the team is giving them. You know, because a lot of these teams nowadays, and I would assume that with the Cincinnati Bengals, even though, that you know, it's a preseason game, that they're probably going to try to move receivers around and do exotic things. And I could envision Coop coming up on the line and playing on the line, playing like a linebacker, if you will, or dropping into coverage and running with a tight end. He's big enough and he's versatile enough that you could do that with a guy like
that. I have total confidence in two of the players, but there's on most snaps, they're going to have five secondary players out there, right? Nickel is 90% now. Most snaps, they're going to have five secondary players out there. Hugh, I'm only confident, I guess I'll include Reed, right? Because I know what Reed is. Kyle, I think, framed it fairly. He's solid.
Yeah, he's a solid player.
Right, so two of the five spots on almost every snap, I have no idea who's going to play, first of all. And I have no idea if they can play. That's a major departure from last year. How many snaps did they give to secondary players that were below average players? Very few.
Mm-hmm.
I mean they were almost all either average or above. Slay, Isaiah Rogers. They didn't have like moments last year. It was very few where they put someone out there like, oh, the defense is going to attack them. Remember when Tristan McCollum came in the Washington game when CJ GJ got thrown out of the game?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we have spots like that now where teams are going to say, oh, that's the guy we're going after.
I'm concerned about it. I look at it like this. As far as the secondary players go and I would probably put the linebackers in that too. You probably got three guys out there just off the top of my head. Well, four. I'll put Reed in there that are competent enough so that they won't blow the coverage for you on the back
end. But three out of five, that means two are out there that you can attack.
Yeah, but how many teams have three out of five good cover guys?
Yeah, but we don't even know if these guys are good. Like, that's the concern.
But that's what I'm saying, but we got three.
Well,
we got three, and we got three.
What's Reed? Reed's
– Well, I put him at the fourth. I put him in there as the fourth.
No, but he's your third best secondary guy.
But
Quinion,
I go
Cooper.
Zach Bond.
No, he's a line. I'm talking about the secondary.
I put the linebacker. Okay. Like, when I did my thing, I put the linebackers
in. I was talking about the five secondary players.
Okay.
Three corners, two safeties.
Okay.
We only have three right now.
Okay. Well, that's probably three more than most NFL teams have, Joe, that are decent players.
Yeah, but we're trying to win the Super Bowl.
No, I hear what you're saying, Joe. And I also look at it is these guys can – if you get some guys out there that you like certain aspects of their game, they can get better as the season progresses. Yeah. Kind of like Kansas City did the year they started with two young guys.
I just feel like we didn't have to hide anybody last year. And this year
– you feel like that's the case?
We might have to, yeah. And teams are good at – like we're going to face – the Cowboys with two good receivers in week one. Then we're going to Kansas City. You think Andy's going to try to get a matchup on one of these corners?
No, definitely.
McVay in week three? I mean, like, that's what the good NFL teams do. They try to get the matchup on the guy that you get the matchup
on. It's going to be a little bit of, they're going to have a little bit of get back syndrome. They're going to want to get back.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? So we'll see if this kid could play. Are you fully confident in the Eagles secondary? 215-592-9494. 56% early in the poll with clear syndrome here, Kyle. It was expected to happen. There's no question about that.
Clear syndrome.
Yeah,
it's basically just copy and paste. Are you confident in blank with the Eagles?
Yeah. They just won the Super Bowl, dude. Is that the response?
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. But they don't have all those players anymore, which is obviously the problem here. All right, let's go to Spike, who says, well, let her say it. Hey, Spike, what do you want to say to Hugh?
Oh, hi, Hugh. Where are you?
Hey, Spike, how you doing?
I haven't talked to you for a little while. So, first I want to say I love you, Hugh.
But,
I think you're being very mean to Spike, and I think you're being a tad bit of an idiot.
A ninny. I haven't heard ninny in a while.
And so, anyway.
How am I being mean to Spike?
This has been turned around. Spike, Hugh's the bully now.
Well, because let me tell you something. I think you're being mean to Spike because Spike was just putting it out there without, finger point and saying, hey, Hugh, could you get this on? You're, a little bit late. He could have been a real jackass, but he wasn't.
That's kind of what it felt like.
I just think that you got to give the man a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. And I'm not the biggest Spike Epkin big fan. Okay, even though I am a Spike.
That is big of you to support a man that is a bully.
Yeah, well, no, it actually makes you look worse because she's saying she's not the biggest Spike fan, but she's defending him in this because you're clearly wrong on this.
No, he's Spike's a bully. That was an aggressive tone email. That was aggressively tone.
I don't think he was being a big Richard.
And he was being a Richard, and he called me a ninny.
No, well, he did not.
I did not hear.
What did you say? What it was? A ninny? Spike said it was a ninny.
Yeah, but that's this Spike, not Spike Eskin.
I'm telling. That's what Spike was thinking.
Spike, good call. We appreciate you. Again, quote: today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
That was aggressive.
I'm really struggling to see where the aggressive.
There's no.
Part
I mean, there's.
Was.
I've read it over 10 times now. There's no aggression. There's a thank you.
It was an undertone of aggression.
There was no undertone.
A little bit.
You were so sensitive.
How many times does Spike say go Birds and thank you?
Ever.
So him being cordial and.
It was an undertone. I felt that.
It was in writing.
It was written in a snippy, snarky way.
No.
I think it was more a matter of fact, and I think there needed to be a sense of urgency.
But see, and.
Now,
and
hold on. You were. When the week you were on vacation, Kyle and I did the quarter century week, right?
Yes.
So I sent a similar email sending out to the staff if they wanted to participate, right? Because we were compiling all the votes.
Said if they want, you gave them an option.
But as someone who.
Spike didn't give me an option.
Well, he did. As someone who compiled the votes, and I was telling Kyle about this when we did it that week, it is a tedious task. It takes time. It takes, just time. You need a couple hours or whatever to put it all together so you have the data to present as part of the show and the topics and all that. So I understand why he needed the votes in by the end of Sunday. Otherwise, they weren't going to count. He probably had to spend his Monday morning compiling the votes for their show.
It was aggressive. It was aggressive. And I felt uncomfortable when I read it because it was kind of like it was a
back-to-back.
Will
you man up, dude?
I'm just saying it was uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable feeling.
By the way, the original email started off, hi, friends. This is what you consider aggressive?
A little bit.
Yeah. Didn't you play in the NFL? It
was a long time ago.
I know.
It's a long time ago.
Decades. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls?
Lifetime ago.
Hey, what happened
drinking
to you?
Wine.
This guy
nice
isn't.
Pinot Grigio. I had a Pinot Noir. Yeah.
How was it?
It was light. It was a light. It had some crisp taste. It was like fruit. Like the fruity drinks.
The tannins?
Yeah.
That's
what it's called, the tannins.
The tannins, yeah.
I don't even decant my wine. Yeah. I just go straight, take it to the head.
Kyle, would you be surprised if we found out one day that this is an imposter Hugh, that the real Hugh was stolen and they gave us
a clone.
I feel like we've already found out. You hear this,
clone
dude?
Douglas might be my
I'm
new favorite.
I'm just saying, man, I'm trying to do things a little bit differently. And, you know, I work with some aggressive people, and it sometimes it just brings me down a little bit.
No, what this is you just being soft. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls and all of this. Are you concerned about the Eagles secondary? I am. They're trading for a guy who, I mean, again, this is, I'm presenting this the way it is, not my opinion. This guy was running with the twos and threes with the Raiders, and there's a thought he might come here and have a chance to start.
Oh, he want to start.
Well, everyone wants to start. But twos and threes with the Raiders means you're not that good.
If you got traded to the Eagles, one of the first days you probably say, "Hey, what's up? You're going to get a chance to start." They probably told him that. You can't just give him the job, but you know he's coming under the guise that he's going to be a starter.
Yeah, and that's good. You know what? I'm rooting for the kid, but it says more about Ringo and Jackson that they made
yeah,
this deal. 215-592-9494. Kyle Schwarber. Has he reached peak Ryan Howard level to you when you watch him? He has for me. Where do you come down on all this? And who is right and who is wrong on this? I mean, Hugh says Spike is a bully for sending a perfectly fine email asking him to submit a Mount Rushmore ballot. Hugh refused. I think Hugh's wrong on this. 215-592-9494. Landon Dickerson joins us coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
First of all, I was pressured. But anyway, nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire my grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill, and boom, dinner done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.